good morning.
Good morning.
Let's just deal with apologies. Are there any apologies?
None. Thank you, Honorable Chair. Good morning, colleagues. We've got an apology from Honorable Sizanima Tubazana and also Honorable Nyamiboy is a sculpture. Thank you.
Okay. Any other apologies?
No.
Yeah, Marie said you'll come for this meeting. Last month? Oh, she's also apologizing. Okay, those are the apologies from our side. The other issue, member... Can I get my eyes?
Soma.
Was here also. And yes, Kemba. Kemba was here, he signed the register. And then he left because of the... I feel busy, I don't know why. Because of the flight issue. And then... Mente, she's not going to join us because she said she did not receive the correspondence. It comes back to what we spoke about the last time, you know, the issue of us giving the proper stuff. I've raised the issue with Chair of Chair's office, Mr. Dorick himself. And he promised that this court, when we reopen, that will be resolved. But until today, nothing has come forth. The person who's been assigned to assist us also, she has not been well. She has not been in Parliament. She's here today. You're welcome. So that's why we're having all these hiccups. The court was ready. Last night, before 8 o'clock, and I have requested that the report be circulated. So I'm worried and deeply concerned that why Mr. did not receive the report. I'm going to humbly request that, look, the first few pages is about the mandate, legislative requirements of the departments and all that, but what we discussed its own observations and recommendations. So I think it's 2-3 pages. I will make two proposals. You know, one is that we look at the report. We'll start with what? Let's start with what? Okay.
Yeah, I have a problem. My cab will be coming around 12 to the airport.
Oh, yeah.
So by quarter to 12, I'll be leaving.
We have two apologies for 12 o'clock. It's yourself and Derek, as long as you sign the register. Okay, sorry for that. If you get the report, from page 1, I'm referring to budget vote 8, evaluation, monitoring, planning, monitoring and evaluation. From page 1 to page 14, it is just standard things that we cannot change, you know. It's about their programs, research, and all that, it's rhetoric. But the beginning is from page 10. To page 20. And then myself and the whip this morning, we also had an opportunity to go through to re-read the capturing. Some of the points that we have captured as recommendations, they must fall off because it's not necessarily recommendations. It's just programs and work in progress. We are trying to emphasize that when we look at it, it does not necessarily mean, there's no need in the context for some of the comments that are there to appear as recommendations. I was saying the first approach that I'm going to request that we we took this is that we focus page 15 until the last page. Either go recommendation by recommendation, and then we add where people feel that the recommendations were left out or were not captured well. Are you following that information? Yeah, that's the approach that I'm going to request that we go through. We do that recommendation by recommendation. And then if there's any way we need to restructure, then we do that. I'm proposing that we take that approach. Council?
Thank you, sir. I believe you say you said that some work has been done by yourself in a week regarding your observations and findings and recommendations. Maybe you should get about rolling and indicate to us which you believe need to follow off so that we don't go over them, and then tackle the other issues that would be necessary. I am aware that we have a time pressure, but this is
totally unacceptable that you have a question like this. Okay. Can I request you to go through? Let's check the results that you feel. They are just working focus, not necessarily recommendations. Can we all follow?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to request, if you agree, to try and keep this meeting as short as possible. So that when we leave, when others are leaving, they should not feel that they've abdicated their responsibilities. We should try and accommodate them. Look, we still have a chance to go through this. You're still going to make declarations, I hope. I hope not. Which one? That's the one. You still have that, guys. For a decision. I hope you don't go that far of asking for a decision. So, yeah,
can
you do that?
Thank you, Chair, and thanks, colleagues. I'm sure we start on page 15 just to make a comment that our numbering should fall into to be standardized. So, you are letting to be 2.1 until up to numbering 10-15. So in terms of the 8 bulletin under observation colleagues, we will request that our researcher also, without going to detail in terms of the depth, in terms of the presidential hotline, without also segmenting it, but say that there has been improvement from the year 2014-15 and then in terms of the set, because the way we avoided there, we felt that probably is too simple, because set also talks about phoning, just about numbers. So if they can just, the researcher assist us on that, that will be the bullet number 8, which will be 10.8. Then it goes down to 10.12, that's we are suggesting that we should be numbering it so that it flows also with the document. Mm-hmm. And then I'll go to the observations of NYBA, which then brings us to 10.15 on page 17, Honorable Members, Honorable Chair. Probably must I read them so that we...
Sure.
Honorable Chair.
Now, what you're taking...
The bulletin, you just have to the bulletin.
No, I can see that because you're numbering NYDA and it has the same thing. So it's 13 and 14, right? Mm-hmm. And 15 and 16.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Honorable. Thank you, Chair. Mm-hmm. Then let's, Honorable Members, go to page 17 under recommendation. We are suggesting that 11.1 and 11.2 should be reworded to be 1 point. Because it's more or less within the same context in terms of what was the in terms of the filling of vacancies and the expenditure thereof. So it should be 1 point. And also be more attractive, because Parliament, when it approves and we make it should be clear that that's the house that we're instructing the departments to adhere to. Then yeah, 11.2 become 11.3, it should be 11.2.
then it stays like that. 11.4 or so like that in terms of our policy and our areas of authority, also in terms of the ability of payment of service providers. We are suggesting that 11.5, honourable members, should go under observation, because that one is continuous monitoring. It's any way what the department was supposed to be doing. So we can't ask Parliament to do it, to install the department to do what it's supposed to be doing administratively, as it may. As well as 11.6. Because we are saying that you are noting, so it should be an observation, noting is equal to of that. So it should go then under observation, but mustn't do this because it's very important. Which means that your recommendations then get, your 11.6 would go to the observations, then your 7 and 8, your 7 becomes your 6, your 8 becomes your 7. And we are saying we need to include there, after 11.7, 11.8, a new one, 11.8. Where we remember, honourable member, that we spoke about the citizen satisfactory survey that needs to be done. That case study of KZN.
Mm.
It should be reflected there because the DPME should be monitoring that. It falls under their in terms of it flows very well in terms of the current 11.8 in terms of your local government management improved model assessment tool. Then citizen citizenship survey. Also, I say that it should be done and across the board. So perhaps we ask that the House needs to take a decision on that. Hence, it is under recommendation. Then the current 11.9 becomes 11.8 as it stands.
And I make a suggestion to the committee. On 11.6, the existing one here, that we remove the first sentence where it says the committee notes or noted. We remove that first sentence, but then we still retain the department must continuously ensure the coordination and monitor the department in implementing the project, the multi-project mining
committee.
Yeah,
we take up the noted part. Honourable members will react to that, but it does make sense. Thank you so much. No, we retain it here. So which means, honourable members, we are 11.6. We retain it, but we take out the noted part. But we are saying that it must be unfolded. We remember, honourable members, that the interministerial committee was only focusing on Marikana, but there are other distressed miners, mining committees that have been identified. We are saying that CPME must make its business also to coordinate those other areas and provinces of this may. That would bring me then back to where I was. Then, 11.9, 11.10, 11.11 states. That's what we answered just then. The 11.2 also states, but the last with the 7.12, we answered just then that we must add instead of committee, it must be qualitative. Because the social economic impact assessment should be across the department, so the committees must ensure that it happens. Currently, it's more inward looking, which is not supposed to be. We are adjusting the current 11.3. Members will react to that one. We take that one to recommendation.
Observations.
Yeah, observations, I mean, my apologies. Because monitoring.
I thought you were saying 11.3.
13. Yeah, 11.18. Because as it reads, you see on other members that it says that the department should constantly monitor implementation of foreign policies. It's an ongoing project. So we shouldn't, because in any way, in terms of their action, they should be doing that. That's a suggestion that we're putting forward to this committee. 11.40 says that we are the suggesting, honorable members, through you, Chair, that our 11.15 up to 11.17, we take it and put it above under observation. And also 11.8,
11.8 was that one? 11.18, my apologies with the numbers. Yeah. We're asking then in terms of the current 11.19 that it should be recrafted. That only the, or not only the voice line, but also should be crafted in such a way that it accommodates, presidential hotline accommodates people with disability. Because here it seems to make an assumption that we are only talking about the people can't talk. So it must accommodate, which means we are not only focusing on the deaf communities, but we are saying people living with disability. Because if those ones who doesn't have hands, what do they do? And all those things. That's what we ask, I think, Honorable Members. Through you, Honorable J, 11.20, we ask, I just think that 11.19 must be recrafted. And I'm sure as we go along, then our Rebecca will ask us that in terms of the wording, 11.19. I say it must come up with the people, we ask, I just think that it must accommodate people living with disabilities. Because there are people living with disabilities who doesn't have pens. So they are not accommodated in the hotline infrastructure that is being used. Because for you also to use the board, you must use the hands before the... So we said that it must be broadened to cover different communities living with disabilities.
I'm not getting it. I get it now.
Okay.
Thank you.
11.20, Honorable Members, we are suggesting that it must be taken up to observation. And the reason is that in terms of improving evaluation of the template is ongoing work at one. So it's more of an ongoing work in terms of we are improving your IT system and so forth. Must I stop? May I kindly check through you? Stop on DPME so that members can reflect because I'm just going through what they were still processing, what I was saying.
So I think let's stop and then. Okay, comment? Sure.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate the thoroughness with which Honorable Soma has gone through this document. But it is clear to me that she's been granted an opportunity to study this document beforehand, which we have not been. And this is unequal treatment of members of Parliament. We are all equal in this committee, I believe. And I object to the fact that this document, as you said, was available last night, but that you've just received this year hot from the photocopying machine. And we have not been afforded the same opportunity to study the document and make our inputs, and I'm asking you to afford us the same opportunity. We cannot support something which we haven't been able to study.
Alright, if that's the case, then we'll have to come to convene tomorrow. Can I get a minute? Or maybe later in the afternoon?
I won't be available. I won't be there. No flight.
It's not available.
Not,
there is not available.
I'm not going to get flight.
No, it's not available.
Flight. It's a problem.
It's not available.
In the south.
Matau is not available.
It's West Plains not available too.
Is it really that?
Yes, in South Plains is not available. All moving around. Victoria.
Can we come up with a solution because tomorrow is not the opener? There's no way. What are we saying? Can we say we go through it with an understanding that the members will be allowed to send further recommendations to the document before Monday at least.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate your willingness to accept that. The only problem is just that one of the times the committee must adopt the report. And we cannot adopt it today and then still change the report afterwards. That I see as a potential problem.
What is your solution?
Monday morning.
Can I just say something on my race that I'm sure I didn't receive the documents beforehand. That's why it's like this. I asked my study group secretary to print it this morning. I didn't.
She didn't.
I did it.
I went to the report last night with the administration and I asked them to send the report electronically. As to why didn't they send it? Maybe they must tell us. Because the report was ready last night. and that was the agreement. I asked them to send it in contact. Also to also mention that my aunt did not receive the report last night. We only had an opportunity this morning. We met around 8 o'clock. After I have to believe that, but continue the time. We process documents on time, we get them on time. Every time, before we start the meeting, we have to argue about documents being dispatched on time, who received what. Even if it's not your best responsibility to do that, but we don't have the responsibility to do that. So that's what we are going through all the time. And I told you, I've raised the matter with Florence office, they said they are working on it. I was hoping that this time when we reopen, we'll get a full complement of staff.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that, but we must escalate this now. And quite frankly, I think you will appreciate that from the opposition side, our ability is limited. We are holding you responsible.
And I take responsibility. I take full responsibility.
I apologize. I cannot live like this. Every time we start the meeting, I must start by apologizing. I also do not handle administration. I can only go to a certain extent, but I don't give notices for meeting. Protocol does not allow for that. There are people who are employed to do that. So I apologize. And today after this meeting again, I will go to Florid office and explain to him the pressure and the necessary patience that this growth brings to the community. So I apologize.
I suggest then that you approach Mr. Frank with a request that next week's debate be postponed. So that the message will really go through again, I believe, that the administration has told us that it has now such serious implications that the program of Parliament is being affected by this continued failure to give you the necessary support. That's the only way in which I can think of if we can escalate this and impress the seriousness, because you know how many times, even in this very room, we've addressed this issue where we've sent out the visitors and said, please, this cannot continue like this.
Next week we will not be able to postpone the meeting. It's unfortunate that the Parliament program will not allow that. That we cannot do. Let's do this. Can we then say we've just received the document now as a proposal? The DA is simply not going to agree to that. Can we then get those who will support that we continue with the program as with the, what is this? With the adoption of the committee so that we then progress, because now we're waiting time and then people are supposed to leave at us.
Yeah. Madam Chair, I was hoping that we were able to reach a compromise with opposition, because we're all in the same predicament here. It's not that you were unfair, we were advantage in this process. We all affected the process. And I was hoping that we could have reached a compromise, because you don't want to pull those things through, you want to reach consensus with opposition. But I think that we have no other option here but to continue, because of the tight program that we are facing. Because of the upcoming elections, that by end of May we will be called from Parliament, so there's no time. So I propose that we go ahead with the adoption of this report. I think the opposition will still have an opportunity when we debate next week to object to this report if they want to make declarations. Because that's where the real thing will be, where we'll be able to express ourselves to the members of, to the people of South Africa, this is our position. Yeah, maybe just to adopt it so that the report will go forward, so we can then discuss it and express our different views next week. Because that's where the facts are going to be at next week. Yes, member of the public doesn't know what they are talking about here. There will not even be a record next week one. So the opposition will still have an opportunity to agree with us or to make declaration or to oppose what we are saying. Is it?
Just to say, Chair, it's not about the DA objecting to record. It's a seriously objecting to the fact that we are putting in this immediate position, not only us, but you two and this committee, to do slipshod work. It is wrong. We cannot run the business of the country this way. That's the point we're making. So it's really a principle thing. And the thing that I said, and I said even yesterday, about a separate portfolio committee, I sound like a stuck record, but this is the consequence. That's why you're having problems, having secretaries, having this and that. Nobody takes this portfolio seriously. And we want to make this absolutely understandable. It cannot be. If DPME is an independent, self-standing department, it must be treated as such.
Yeah, thank you. I think I'll support the honourable member here. But I think in the midst of this dilemma, we have to find a solution. As I said, that we can't change the program of Parliament. I've seen some dates as well that was sent to me. I will move with the fact that whether we accept, whether we adopt, we can still have the declaration on certain issues that we want to emphasize. Whether we reject, we can still have the declaration on those points that makes us to reject. Therefore, I think that we can proceed on the basis that we are not stopped to engage the report further in the form of declarations in the House.
Now, I'm going to say, we are all in the same situation. We are all in the same boat. That's why I came in looking very angry with IS to leave another meeting which was quite important and come here. And from the African National Congress, let's admit that there is a little bit of a problem and we'll be quite upfront in trying to assist each other to solve that problem. Because we are in it as a collective. We acknowledge the fact that you're saying it does compromise your objectivity in dealing with the report, but it does compromise you as a party. But I took it that the chairperson has apologized given the circumstances. Can we persuade you to go along with us throughout this process now and adopt the report? Where there are hiccups, we will be quite giving you time to reflect on them. But it's quite clear that given the circumstances that have been outlined by one of our members, you see, can give us the opportunity to adopt the report. We're really just persuading you and pleading with you to come along with us, given the nature of the problems that we have.
Thank you, Chair. I've just quickly consulted with my colleagues. We will remain in this meeting because we were contemplating leaving this because it's unfair treatment that some people had this document, some members of this committee had this document beforehand while we didn't have that opportunity. We will remain. Can we ask that our objection be recorded in the minutes of this meeting?
Yes.
And can I just motivate, you know, the highest court in this country recently was very scathing in its verdict regarding the affairs of Parliament and the way in which we conduct ourselves. And we need to do something about it. We must pull up our socks. We cannot just continue as business as usual. And if you could go with that message to Mr. Frolic and Mr. Frolic, you may not concentrate on one issue for which Parliament has been criticized, but the next one is looming. And even at committee level where things are not right. So we will remain this meeting, we will listen, and we will, where possible, from the disadvantaged position that we are in, also make our inputs. Thank you.
Thank you for being considerate. Can we then move to MIGA? I did explain that. We rest assured members, none of the members received the document, even
my another sister of Portland this morning.
See, might I just think on paragraph 11.7, let's say we speak about the distressed communities, and we particularly highlight, because that's a particular program from the President's office, the report in the distressed mining towns. Would you please consider also adding other distressed communities? Because it's not only mining communities that unfortunately are negatively affected by economic affairs. For example, in the West and the Southern Cape, we also have forestry villages where it used to be state forests, and the forestry activities have been closing down, and those people are sitting there unemployed, far from town, and I sincerely would ask government to consider expanding the current support program to those distressed communities. I would be able to, I can quickly just read some proposed wording. Other distressed communities, such as where state forests are being closed down, should also be assisted in a similar fashion. That's my proposal.
That if that comes in, it should come in as a separate recommendation, because at this point in time we focusing strictly on the distressed mining community. That is the point. Yes. Because of the project that is already so that already exists. We are aware of other problems as well. Okay. It could only come in as a separate recommendation, I believe. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. And also taking note that there's a committee that deals with that. You may find that already. That has been read in their reports, or maybe some in their debates. Okay. Can we then move to any other edition? MIDA document.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. Page 19. Let me use I now instead of you. I would like to recommend that 11.21 up to 23.23 and then 11.24. I am suggesting, Honorable Chairperson, to the committee that that one we take it to observation. The reason being that the briefing and appraising the committee quarterly or internally is what should be happening anyways, more operational than a new action. And we are suggesting then 11.25 becomes 11.24 and it stands. And the chair, I would like also, you'll apologize, you'll forgive me that I normally use we even and referring to I. I wrote you to say I. We are suggesting that under conclusion, the deadline, which starts with B, capital letter B, committee, welcomes, not pleased. We are not praising as of the departments and ministry. We are suggesting that, and that to be chair, as far as I would have gone, chair. Thank you so much.
Can you just repeat the last one?
Point 12 conclusion, tell you, Honorable Chair, deadline with the sentence that says with the committee is pleased that outcome scheme has now, we are saying that we change the word, which is the English will change a little bit. We welcome, the committee welcomes da-da-da-da-da, because we are not praising us here. We are doing an oversight to the department and ministry. Yes, they will correct the grammar. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, ma'am. The second sentence again, the portfolio committee is satisfied, no. We remove satisfied with, we note. Yeah. We want to move away from satisfied, happy, pleased. We want to move away from those ways. We note. Next. Are you following? Okay, sure. The day, let's correct the drama. The grammar.
Let's correct the grammar.
I will change it to the committee. Welcome.
Let's
change.
Let's
note.
Can we get a group of questions? I think we'll see this report for the
progress.
Move. Let's move. And
Mubabela,
agree? Thanks, member. Can we now
move?
We move
with the amendment.
With amendment, yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Let's go to first again, we still owe to ourselves the one day workshop with them so that they can take us through the work that they do. Commissioner, can we take us through again?
Honorable Minor.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
okay. Yes, okay. Thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. On point 8, we are suggesting that the numbering should find expression on the document. We didn't go much in terms of the observation. Members are welcome to make their input on that. I'll quickly go to problem. Okay. May I then quickly go to what one had a minute to look at. It's then point 9, she has been, that 9.1, no comment on that one, it remains 9.2. 9.2, Chair. The attacking of the public set of standing and all that, it should be anyway a way that needs to be done by the state or to assist other departments. So we are saying that because currently these members who were present yesterday, they will remember that in their presentation they have never trusted the expenditure, the offer of the department. So we are introducing a new activity for them, for all departments, not only in-house in terms of the ministry or themselves. So we are suggesting that it's very important to have that point, the recommendation. In terms of 9.3, one was battling in her mind, Chairperson, an honorable member, to say improve could be also just a one-off mock work, ongoing concern, so to say. However, if honorable members will remember that when they were making their presentation on the financial side of it, there was a downward as the 3 years unfold. So we are saying without also, we are not here to also to plea or recommend on X the House to give the departments more money, but I think that they must do that one in terms of improving their ICT and also throughout the other departments. And we are suggesting that Chairperson and Honourable Member 9.4 that should go, and 9.4 and 9.5 Chairperson should go under observation, because in terms of support, offset to other in community survey and all that, it should be an ongoing task of SSA. And also the other one of continuous publicizing their output or their work or their report, it should be, it's one of the prerequisites of their administration work that they're supposed to be doing. However, Chair, we are suggesting that, and honorable members, that there must be another standalone point that should capture that they should now start to work closely with the other departments. As we have also written in their presentation yesterday, they do their work, they report to the president, and then it gets publicized, but it's never been used as a planning tool and a policy-driven tool to inform the departments and government as a whole. They are aware. So we are suggesting that a proper study should be crafted there. And I think our researcher and our content advisor will come back with a proper sentence on that one. I hope they capture the spirit. And we are further adding a new standalone recommendation, Chairperson, that the KZN citizen satisfaction survey should be rolled over throughout the country.
the members would remember that they did make a presentation at Randington and they were very proud of his success. So with the lessons that they would have been led at KZN, then the rolling over would improve as the time goes on. That's what we are saying, that the house should adopt that course. Noting that in our very performance, also there are other implications in terms of that, of them doing that. Thank you, Honorable Chair. I hope then that's how my observations and recommendations through your good self, Honorable Chair. Thank you.
Conclusion?
Number 10. Let's also remove the word certified. Certified. The committee even considered the strategic plan, budget and annual performance plan of the Statistics of Africa. It's certified. Report? Can it be read that, ne? We don't want satisfied, you're not satisfied. We will never be satisfied with what they do. Marie, what I said. We can just know that there's no way that you can be satisfied. Mm-hmm. Edition?
I'm a bit worried with the 9.5.
9.5?
The down sentence of 9.5. This is what I think, that South Africa should continuously publish reliable statistical data. But it goes down to say the relationship with media should always be strengthened. Are we asserting that the system, like there's a misunderstanding between media and South Africa?
No. What I like the observation of the organization, but just is a wedding to the problem.
Okay. What are you suggesting?
The whole suggestion is shared to me.
Can you use the microphone?
Okay.
Maybe we'll be saying, the media part will be used optimally to strengthen, to public statistical information. Media should be used optimally.
Okay.
Something like that. Another part of the question, because it seems like there's a consternation between the two.
Okay.
Thank you.
Member Mendy, you're welcome. After procedural apology, though. Okay.
Right back to the conclusion. We can actually word certified note, but it doesn't quite make sense to me.
So the committee takes note, is that what you're saying? The committee takes note of the agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Not just note, thank you.
Not certified, we know. Mm.
We take note.
Okay. Edition? Can we get a move on? No, they move. A second. Don't get a second. Thank you very much. Then that brings us to the end. Okay, there's an issue to comment.
Nothing. Just before you close off on both the audition, record my audition.
Mm-hmm.
Both
of them.
Okay. And I just need clarity on, are we also closing the committee? Are we finishing everything on the committee?
Mm-hmm.
No, I need some clarity. I did not get this invite. And only an hour before it sits, I get an SMS that the committee is sitting and adopting a report. I don't know anything about it.
I don't believe
that can
talk.
It's going to be like that.
I don't believe that
can happen.
I take responsibility though, but I don't believe that.
Yeah, I think maybe Honorable Mendel, because we are on the list, and when we went out the notices and everything.
No, which email address is that? Because I've been rectifying my... I don't use the parliament email. I've said that long time ago.
Alright, it's parliament image.
No, I don't use that image. Mail. I didn't have this invite, even on mail, the one that you usually send on mail, and I get it in my kitchen hall. I did not receive that.
So it means they're using the wrong email.
I've been correcting his law.
The other day, I circulated a what is it?
Correction.
But it got lost.
And on that day, I did.
And I cracked my paper. The last person who had my paper was you.
Mm. I gave it back.
To who? It was lost because I think I wanted to correct that. Because I circulated a remember saying that let's rewrite, but then I lost that thing. That's why I also don't have your contact. Because I also wanted to have you in my contact. Once we are ready, I've made an appointment that even if we wait for internal process of documents, because now the problem is that we don't have a proper dedicated staff for this committee. That I made an undertaking that I would then, every time it shows that once we receive documents, I would personally send them to you. So my paper went lost some year, but the last time it was with you, so I don't know. But then...
No, I was going to second myself. I thought that we have, as a collective, took a position earlier before you arrived, that we seem to have a problem with the committee's administration, the properly administered. Why have a challenge here? So we then agreed that she must go out and go sort out the work with Tori. But let's proceed with the work. With an acknowledgement that some of the parties now have a challenge. And with a strong word from the DA that there's been a constitutional challenge and we need to be able to lift up ourselves in the way we work internally here. So it's in the spirit that we have adopted this administrative challenge that we have.
All right, Emma. Thank you very much. That brings us to the end.
I'm going to go to the hospital.